Today, Father is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much, you know, it is just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and you can thank my producer, Richard Dugan, for that wonderful discovery that I did not know about. It's the only official Father's Day song I'm aware of, and that was performed by Groucho Marx, I believe, on the Dick Cavett Show. Johnny Carson Show is what I meant. A long time ago, and you can find it on YouTube, and we'll play two more cuts from it as the show progresses. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. I am Bruce Allen, and this is the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 6 years, and he has just finished his doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, and their newborn son, Judah Andrew, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Always great to be back. Boy, tomorrow he will be 2 months old. Can you believe it?
That's wonderful. Now, you missed the show last week because you had a doctor's appointment. Do you want to share the news of how he's doing sleeping and how colic is helping him out and helping you out?
Yeah, well, I know that, and I was reminded in your column this week that... Was it both of your boys or just your oldest?
Just my oldest, who graduated high school yesterday.
Hey, he made it. So if he had colic and you didn't sleep for 3 months and graduated from high school and was headed off to college, I can have some hope.
Yes, you can.
So we went to a specialist out in the valley, drove out there, spent a lot of time with the doctor, and they're just running a lot of tests. So we're still playing the waiting game, but things are looking good.
Well, I think I told you I had a guest on, Dr. David Hill, who talked about it, who's a pediatric specialist who works in this area. Just as an FYI, he will be my Dad Chat guest next Thursday, June 21st. So if my listeners or you are interested in a direct dialogue with an expert in colic, although we'll be talking about other things, come to Dad Chat next Thursday, June 21st from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Fantastic. And now, is that the same one that I went and listened to in your archive?
Yes, same one. And in fact, we're going to be giving away 3 copies of his recently published book as well. So, but you in specific might want to ask him some questions.
I would. Great. So next Thursday.
And the thing that's so great about Dad Chat is we have between 100 and 200 people to participate, but everybody has access to both me and whoever the guest is. It's a small enough community that someone like Dr. Hill comes on, and you as an actual father with living and breathing and not sleeping with such a problem can interact with him. And it's what's cool about these live tweet chats. So I hope you'll come.
I love it.
Anyway, happy Father's Day, your first Father's Day, Pastor Drew.
Oh, this is so fun. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for you, and I really would love to just kind of turn it over to you based on anything you'd like to share biblically, if you have something, and any thoughts you have, well, what you've learned in the first 2 months, other than how to drink a lot of coffee, and what you might have thought of related to what I wrote in my column.
Well, yeah, a couple things. I think the first thing that I've learned is, wow, I thought I was a patient person. And my patience has been tested. 3 a.m., he's been up crying for hours, and boy, I'm learning how to just calm myself and stay peaceful. And there's actually a verse that I think as he gets older and as he tests my patience even more, maybe with, you know, we all make bad decisions and talk back to people, and I know that'll come day, one day. But there's this great verse. It's in Colossians chapter 3, verse 21. It says, "Fathers, do not provoke or irritate or fret your children, lest they become discouraged and sullen and morose and feel inferior and frustrated." And I've seen that in the families that I've worked with, where dads more than moms, it seems like, they kind of ride their kids.
I think that's true. I think that goes back to the first thing you said about patience. I think we as men are, when it comes to parenting, don't have that genetic patience link that a lot of women do. Of course, that's a generality, but I think that's true. And in the case of dads that are not present all the time, they want to impart whatever it is they want to impart quickly.
Yes.
And kids don't work that way, which is why I've been a big believer that there's no such thing as quality time. There's only quantity time as far as real parenting and imparting lessons and repetition.
Yes, I agree. And quick and efficient don't often work in parenting, it seems like.
No, you can't just, especially at certain ages. Look, they'll learn certain things. They put their hand on something hot and it burns. They'll learn, okay, don't put your hand on the fire again. But some of the more delicate things of life require delicate handling.
They really do. They really do. You know, another verse that I love, and it was actually one of the basis thoughts and ideas from my doctoral dissertation, but it talks about the importance of passing down to your children values and who you are, and in this case, who God is in your life. And so it's in Joel chapter 1. It says, tell the things that the Lord has done to your children, and let your children tell it to their children and their children to the next generation. And I love this legacy that we can invest and pour into our kids. And I've seen you do that with your kids. And even in this column, it reminded me how important it is even to look back on our own life and remember the things that have happened, both good and bad, and to be able to communicate that moving forward.
Indeed, indeed. You know, I was thinking, 2 months old, what would you say is the... obviously, I know what the toughest thing you've dealt with, but what has been the most joyful beyond his birth and his coming into your life?
I think it was the most joyful so
far. Other than when he said Bruce as his first words.
An hour into the world, he's already saying Bruce. It was amazing. This happened last week, and I came home after a long day of work, and it was, tough, long day, and I get home, and I wasn't expecting this because this hadn't happened at this point, but I came around the corner. My wife was holding my son Judah, and he heard my voice when I came in, and he turned to me and smiled, and his eyes were just locked in on me, and it was the first time that he did that, recognized me, eyes locked in, smiling. I went over and picked him up and held him, and he was cooing. It was just, so great.
I think it was the clown suit you were wearing.
My regular attire at work, of course.
Really? Well, that's beautiful. What would you say, interestingly enough, what would your wife answer as the happiest moment that she's had, or the most loving, special moment? Again, not counting his entry into your lives.
Yeah, I think she's had some moments that are very similar, where it's coming out of this season of his eyes, not really focusing on much, to then locking in and recognizing her, and she'll hand him off to me and maybe run to go grab something, and his head will follow her into the next room, or even when we've had family take care of him, and when we show up, he might be crying, but then all of a sudden see her and hear her voice and then calm down. I think that makes her feel so like the mom. There's such a connection that you can't describe.
Are you by chance available to hang on a little bit more for the next segment?
I am.
You know what I'd love to ask you to do is, in the break, find a couple more biblical verses that you'd like to share that would be helpful for us on Father's Day, and give thought to the following question, which is, other than the colic thing, what surprises and what have been the hardest things for you and or your wife, and what, if any, impact has having had a baby now in your home had that you didn't expect on your marriage?
Well, we can fill that segment up pretty quick.
Okay, so give some thought to that, and we will be back after this break with another segment of, well, I guess I'm going to call this Baby Wrap with Pastor Drew Sam, so stay tuned.
Next year. You tell us it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For they say a child can only have one father, and you are the one for us.